The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Baltimore police have shot a 13-year-old boy with a replica gun on Wednesday.
They shot him with real guns. He had a replica gun.
That's right. The story coming from photographyisnotacrime.com, Carlos Miller writing, even though it appears the boy did not point the gun at the officers. All we know now is that two detectives in an unmarked car spotted the boy with a gun and started chasing him before they shot him, according to the Baltimore Sun. Witnesses told WBAL-TV reporter Jane Miller that the cops did not look like cops, and the boy eventually stopped after realizing they were cops, then held the gun up and said, quote, "It's not real," unquote. Uh-oh. And that was when one of the cops opened fire.
Now, read the circumstances one more time. I want to make sure that I got this down.
Well, somewhere in Baltimore, a boy with a gun was spotted by two detectives in an unmarked car. So odds are they were also not wearing police uniforms.
Yep, sounds
so
right.
So basically, you know, two men started running after this boy when, you know, they saw him with a gun, and he, of course, ran.
Two men ran after a guy with a replica gun, a kid with a replica gun.
Gosh. Right, and when he finally figured out that it was the cops, he held the gun up, said it wasn't real, and got blasted by one of the cops.
I must say that I don't think that – how old was he, 14?
13.
13-year-olds should necessarily know all gun etiquette, and he was probably petrified. The best bet would have been to drop it. Since it's not real, it's not going to go off. And generally, guns don't go off when dropped anyway.
It depends.
It has happened, generally.
Okay.
They do not.
You got that hammer pulled back and it's a revolver or whatever, it could very well go off.
The replica probably wouldn't.
No, probably not. Video recorded of police speaking to who is apparently the boy's brother shows the cop telling him that, that quote, the gun looked 100% real.
Well, it's a replica.
But if he's not pointing it at nobody, why is that right to shoot? The man responds in the video. The boy survived the shooting, thank goodness, but was rushed to the hospital. Baltimore police have not released much information, but they've been quick to blame the boy's mother, saying that she knew he walked out of the house with that gun. The video, or a different video, shows them handcuffing her. The police were also police were quick to say she wasn't arrested. They were just bringing her in for questioning. That's a little strange to handcuff a person
to bring them in for questioning.
Intend to question. Obviously, police are unable to have a conversation with anyone unless that person's handcuffed. Carlos Miller, who I love. He's so great. The incident took place on the one-year anniversary of the riot that followed the Freddie Gray funeral. It also took place 2 days after the city of Cleveland agreed to a $6 million settlement with the family of Tamir Rice, who was 12 years old at the time.
$6 million.
That he was shot and killed in Cleveland by police for carrying a pellet gun. Cleveland Police Union Chief suggested the family should use the proceeds of that settlement to help educate children about not playing with toy guns to keep police from shooting them. So, once again, police have been quick on the trigger and shot a young man, according to witnesses, who was just simply holding the gun up and telling the police that it's not real. You can join us here with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Will the police be held accountable in any way, shape, or form for this? Individually, no. In Cleveland, the individual cops are still on the job. They have not been punished, from what I understand, in any way, shape, or form. Probably worst case for them would be they were given a paid vacation while they were investigated by internal affairs, who ultimately decided they hadn't violated any rules.
This reminds me of the case in 2014. It's not too long ago, less than 2 years ago, of a kid who, this is like a Boy Scout, and he was shot dead by police officers who mistook a Nintendo Wii controller he was holding for a gun in his own doorway. We reported on this. This wasn't a new story. But I think about my childhood and the amount of time we spent with toy guns outside in suburbia, running around our houses, our neighbors' houses, up and down the streets. I mean, I'm not... This replica gun. A replica gun sounds more realistic than even what we were using,
mm-hmm.
but these guns were realistic looking. We had a Henry rifle replica where you like cocked it and you pulled it back and went and pulled the trigger and went.
Oh, the noise making one. Yeah.
And then I had a Thompson submachine gun, one that went brrr, 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 when you pull the trigger. And that thing looks like a Thompson submachine gun. I mean, you wouldn't expect a kid to have one, but where it'd be more likely you'd have a handgun. But I had a handgun, too, that was black. It didn't have an orange tip. This was back before orange tips came.
Well, thank goodness you didn't get an encounter with a cop.
Well,
because wasn't it the police shootings that led to the orange tips?
I don't know the answer.
I believe that it was.
That was the case, but... We never thought any, our parents never thought anything about this. We never thought anything about this. This was still when kids played with toy guns that weren't fluorescent green.
Let's go to a former cop. Tom is on the line in Maryland. And Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Sunday Show. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Tom. Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I watched the new presumptive mayor of Baltimore, Senator Pugh. This morning, and she was in agreement with the person she was speaking with, actually with a panel, that apparently the facts were that the kid leveled the weapon at the officers. Now, that's just based on a panel of conservatives and liberals. I know Senator Pugh. I've met her. I've spoken with her. She's very pro-community, and I don't think that she would have agreed with them if those weren't apparently the facts and evidence. So,
do we have a video?
Oh,
no.
I don't know if there's a video or not.
No.
See, this is really the difficulty in this circumstances is, in one side of the story, they say that the kid held up the gun and said it's not real, which sounds pretty likely if you were getting chased by police and they're telling you to put the gun down that you might say that it's not real. Pulling it up and leveling it at them sounds really unlikely, but I can see how somebody saying, sort of showing a gun to the side or something like that and saying this isn't real and pulling it up to level it, like that. Those two activities look similar.
That's
what I would
exactly
like to see.
Right.
Right. And so I would like to see some video. And that's sort of the difficulty here is the subjectivity of the situation. If somebody can, if you can shoot somebody legit for, showing a replica gun to a police officer, then you can shoot somebody for having their hand in their pocket, right?
Absolutely. In fact, in 1997, Officer Kenneth Bean, on Thanksgiving Day, shot, I can't remember the young man's name, and the witnesses all stated, and there were probably dozens of them, that the kid had his hands in the air saying, please don't shoot me. Now, I was one of the first responding officers, and I knew Kenny, and I asked him what exactly happened. He said, Tom, I swear, he reached in his pocket and said he was going to shoot me, and I shot him. Well, the facts ended up that he didn't have a gun. It was a big to-do over the whole incident, and this officer, Dean, was always a terrible shot. I had gone to qualify with him at the range on numerous occasions, and as it turns out, it's a good thing he was a bad shot because he wasn't shooting center mass as he was taught. He was shooting like an amateur would, where his eyes are looking, and the autopsy proved that the kid actually had his hand in his pocket when he was shot because of the trajectory of the bullet that entered his body. So the fact that he was a bad shot proved that he was telling the truth. So you're right. You can have your hand in your pocket and you're posing a threat. And again, like I had talked to you guys about before, that's an actual assault. If you tell someone, I'm going to shoot you, put your hand in your pocket, that person has a reasonable belief or can have a reasonable belief that they're going to be shot. It puts them in fear, and there you have the crime of assault. The battery hasn't taken place yet because you haven't shot him yet, or the person hasn't shot you, but the crime of assault has. So you're absolutely right. Putting your hand in your pocket and making affirmative movements and statements, it and getting shot by the police. And by the way, I'll end with this. The mother, according to everyone involved in this recent case, knew that the kid had the gun and regularly played with it. Okay, with him on the street. What an idiot. You know, and that's a big problem.
Definitely bad parenting. There's no doubt about that.
Not a good idea to go out with a replica gun.
Tom, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-453. You can join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cops are saying the 13-year-old that thankfully was not shot to death. He's still in the hospital, hopefully recovering after police shot him because he had a replica gun, some sort of BB gun, apparently, in the streets in Baltimore. Cops are saying they leveled that the young man leveled the gun at the cops. Now, these were two undercover officers who chased him in a cruiser, an undercover car, got out, ran after him. So he really didn't know. This 13-year-old did not know. You got a couple of strange men who, you know, bolt out of a car and start chasing you. You might think that you're just being robbed by your typical criminals. But no, these were police. And they allegedly, you know, they claim this 13-year-old leveled the gun, apparently. That's according to Tom, who called in, who actually lives in the Baltimore area. But according to Jane Miller from WBAL Television, she interviewed witnesses at the scene. They said that the young boy yelled to officers, quote, "It's not real. It's not real." Though he didn't drop the gun, shot him seconds later. Witnesses says they saw the boy with the basketball being chased by two people, didn't realize they were cops, then saw the gun and heard the cops yell to drop it. Witness says that didn't see the boy point gun at the officers, rather held it up, yelling, "It's not real." Now, held it up, what does that mean? Does that mean that he, you know, was pointing it as he held it up, or was he holding it in one hand and sort of pointing it at the sky, or whatever?
Well,
we don't know.
Yeah, I can take either side in this, but what I'm kind of motivated by is that we used to play with guns when I was a kid. Things that looked remarkably like guns. And this was a replica. That's a step up to my mind. So this a replica is a, you know, it's intended to look exactly like a pistol, except, in, you know, maybe it has replica along the barrel.
Apparently it was a pellet gun that was made to look like a gun.
Yeah, they do. Make them, I mean, you know, if he pulled that red tip off of it, you could better believe that's what it looks like.
Most pellet guns don't have red tips, I don't think.
Okay, well, my BB gun certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
I would expect if I had that BB gun in my hand that, and I, you know, moved it in the direction of a police officer, I would expect them to think that I was going to shoot them. This is a 13-year-old, and that's the difficulty here. I mean, have we had 13-year-olds shoot people in America? You're darn right we have. This is a relatively difficult situation. I wouldn't call it open and shut, but I think there's a conflict in sort of what, you know, the America I grew up with and the one that we have today.
I'm interested in seeing what this young man has to say, because he's still alive.
Ouch.
He's still alive. No, about the scene, about, you know, what did he do? How would he describe his actions?
Here's what I imagine. I imagine, you know, the witnesses say that he held the gun up to show that it wasn't real. Bad idea. But that any motion with a gun in the direction of a police officer is going to be perceived as leveling the gun. That's what the police officers are saying, that he leveled the gun at them. I mean, you know, I can almost see it. But it also depends on, you know, the circumstances that led up to it. If he's running along going, "It's not real, it's not real," this addresses another situation that police officers are criticized for, and that is not listening to the people that they're attempting to enact a little justice on,
mm-hmm.
right, is that they don't listen. And they're taught, in many cases, not to listen, right? So what do you do in that circumstance? You know,
well, I think the right choice would have been for mom to tell him, "Don't go out with that gun."
It's a really good. That's the right place to start. Is taking replicas out not that great of an idea? But let me ask you this: if you're a city dweller and you want to play with the airsoft guns or whatever,
mm-hmm.
how do you do that?
You're SOL. You can't do that. You might die. You don't do that in cities.
I guess that's what it's coming
down
to.
Not in cities like Baltimore or New York.
We just can't do, we just can't do airsoft anymore.
Nope.
Or whatever.
Just take the basketball, leave the airsoft gun inside the house. If you want to do an airsoft, you're going to have to do target practice down the hallway where no one can see you. By the way, it's interesting detail here from Jane Miller at WBAL. She says that the shooting of this 13-year-old by Baltimore police happened to happen 4 days before the rollout of BPD body cameras. So literally 1 week later, and the police were supposed to have body cameras on. So, unfortunately, not happening yet there in Baltimore. So that's the detail that we have on that case. You're certainly welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, in other news, sports authorities going out of business.
Wow.
I hadn't. This was a surprise.
I haven't been a sports authority for 10 years, and I'm already feeling cheated. Yeah.
Well, we don't actually have a sports authority in this area. There's a Dick's, so I'd never heard of them before I moved to New England. Sports authority was down in Florida. Anyway, they were apparently struggling, and they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last month.
The sports authority I saw in Florida was much more sportsy. The Dick's up here is much more sort of hunting-y.
Like outdoorsy?
Yeah. There's just a huge section of guns and bows and crossbows and all
that. Tents and things, yeah.
And there may be, sports authorities may differ depending on their geographic region. It's just a lot more outdoorsy stuff going on here than Sarasota, Florida.
Well, when you can go to saveitpurse.com and get your sporting equipment at 20% off using Bitcoin through Amazon, why would you want to go to the store and pay more? It doesn't make sense. So I suspect that online purchasing is something that is leading to the downfall of many of these retail behemoths. And it's sort of one of those things that we've been keeping an eye on over the years of, how is retail doing in competition with sites like Amazon and, Alibaba, for instance. Anyway, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last month in the face of more than $1 billion in debt. The company indicated it had two options going forward. One of those was to shed underperforming stores and emerge from bankruptcy as an intact but pared-down company. Now, we've seen companies do this time and time again.
Kmart. Were you working with them at the time?
I was working with them close to the end at the store in Florida, but I was gone before they ended up deciding to close down.
Okay.
One of those was, to shed the underperforming stores. The other was to sell everything and cease operations. On Tuesday, the company appeared to choose the latter. This is pretty much fresh news, happened this week. In a hearing in U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware, an attorney for the Colorado-based sporting goods chain indicated the only option for the company was to close all of its stores. Attorney Robert Kleiman said it's become apparent the debtors will not reorganize under a plan, but will instead pursue a sale. The abrupt abandonment of a reorganization plan follows Sports Authority's announcement in March that it would close 140 of its 464 stores to help pay off the $1.1 billion in debt. But now they've decided to go ahead and close all of them. Phil Lempert is a Santa Monica-based analyst of consumer behavior and marketing trends. He said, quote, with the minimum wage going up to $15 an hour and more people turning to online shopping, more stores are going to close. It's fine to say that everyone should have a living wage, but the money has to come from somewhere. Lempert said a growing number of retail outlets.
You don't get living wages with closed businesses.
Lempert said a growing number of retail outlets have fallen victim to showrooming, where customers will walk into the store, try on the shirt or jacket they like, and then order it online at a significant discount. And who hasn't done this? Not necessarily trying on a shirt, but, going into Best Buy and looking at a camera or something like that, or a TV set, and then just ordering it online, because why pay more? I know I've done things like that.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And these stores weren't built to be showrooms for Amazon. That's not profitable.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up what you want. The times, they are changing when it comes to the retail business. Some of them just can't hack it anymore. Of course, Circuit City's been out of business now for not quite a decade, but I'm pretty sure they went down in like 2009 or 2010. The entire chain shut down.
I don't know when it was, but it's been some time.
The only ones I can think of mostly are the ones that have happened here in Keene. Borders Books went entirely out of business a few years ago. That's probably been 4 or 5 years now at this point. For Borders, and then maybe 3 to 5. Anyway, and now you got Sports Authority is going under. Going to be shutting down.
This is from 2009, Circuit City 2 shut down,
yep.
CNN Money.
Yeah, I would say Borders came a couple years after that as well. So a lot of major retailers going out of business entirely or paring down their operations to try to, you know, keep treading water, basically.
Stay relevant, you know. Yeah. Because you, in the last segment, you said it absolutely right. I mean, I believe, as a salesman, I believe you go to the dance with the one who brought you. But I don't know
where that means in the sales process that I become obligated, in my mind, to buy from the retailer that I'm working with. So if I happen to see a camera at a big box store and I think, oh, yeah, I need a camera, I'm going to look online for cameras, or if I go to the big box store and I look at that particular camera to see if I like the way it fits my hand and some of the features and those kind of things, sort of test it, you know, is that the point? Is a salesman coming over and attempting to sell me? Is that the point? I didn't ask him to come over. You know, it gets complicated in this situation because, you know, for me, it's about price. If I can buy the one thing for $100 or I go on saveitpurse.com and I get it for $50, that's a big difference because the big box store, in all likelihood, is going to be more expensive than Amazon from the beginning.
Most of the time.
So if Amazon has it at $80, and my math may not be great here, and I get it for 30% off, and it goes down to, I guess, probably about $60, you know, whatever it would be. And, you know, that's a huge savings over going to the big box store. By the way, saveitpurse.com, you can use Bitcoin to save on just about everything that you buy in your life. Yes, they've got food, everything that's basically at Amazon you can get through saveitpurse.com with Bitcoin at 30% off or so.
So we're going to continue on this topic. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you work in retail and you can see how bad things are getting, or things are bright on the horizon. I mean, maybe not every retailer is failing miserably. Obviously, some of them are still in business. Our sales up. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. James, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Minister Edge, the last time I attempted to talk to you, I reminded you of the things you said about me that aren't true, and you accused me of obsessing about it, even though you were just plain and simply being a liar about me on your own show.
Okay, so you've called in to talk about me claiming that
you're... No, it's a statement as you interrupt, rather than apologizing for being a liar because you're not really a minister.
Actually, he is.
Yeah, I'm a minister. Go ahead.
Now, you can call yourself a minister just like I could say I'm the vicar of Christ.
Okay,
that'd be a lie.
Congratulations.
Anyway, it just as it's touching, your son's doing very well. Good for you, Albert Speer. I mean,
did you have anything else you wanted to talk about, or are you just kind of rambling?
He gets exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know who
Albert
Speer
is. Yeah, I get what you're doing. You're mentioning my family because you've threatened
him. Albert Speer.
I haven't threatened. There you go. Who's Albert Speer? That's hilarious.
Yeah, this is how we learn, James. We ask questions.
James, every
time
you call in...
Actually, anybody in the Free Talk Live audience that doesn't know who Albert Speer is...
I'm sure...
This goes to show who the level of education, and speaking of government schools... Anyway, I digress.
And you do it all the time. So the point
you know
I'd like
who
to make
he is,
real
don't
quick.
You know
who the hell is Albert Speer?
You know who he is, don't you, Mark?
Isn't he an educator?
Oh, dear God. That's for,
Albert Speer, Berthold Conrad Hermann Albert Speer, was a German architect who was for part of the world, part of World War II, minister of the army.
He was the best and only friend of one of the worst human beings to ever live, just like you're a friend with a terrible human
Speer was Adolf Hitler's chief architect before assuming ministerial office. I'm sorry, but
he was Hitler's only friend.
Okay, great. You're smarter than I am. You win.
Why bring this guy up? What was the point about bringing? Why bring the Nazi guy up or whatever?
Because I'm the best friend of you and you're Hitler?
Because Mark's a very good father, just as Albert Speer was, until his kids grew up and realized how much of a monster their own father is. May he rot in hell forever. He got off easy. But anyway, I digress, because I notice you don't ever interrupt other callers as soon as they begin to speak on Free Talk Live. Anyway, your kid is doing just fine, and you accused me of wanting to...
Yeah, I've accused you of threatening him because, and people can go read the threats that you've made. Bottom down.
That's a little drunk.
This is what this nut does every single time. He calls in and says, "I've never threatened you," and then I'm forced to say, "Well, yes, you have," and I've chronicled it here at Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook. Just search that, Things James Wittekind Says, and you will see I'm talking about the threats upon threats upon threats upon threats. They just keep on going.
Maybe he's just so drunk he doesn't remember. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. If you drink too much. then you can become another person.
If he drinks, he's really articulate when he does. He doesn't slur his words or anything.
Go ahead, James.
Notice how... Oh, no. No kidding. It's my turn. Guess who... I haven't spoken hardly at all, considering that Mark took over the program when I called in.
You know, you're the most entitled caller, I think, that we have.
Right. I hope you call into Dennis Prager's show, because he's sure going to let you on. I mean, you think Dennis Prager's so friggin' awesome, he probably never let you on the air.
Guess what? I've been on a best of.
A best of is recorded.
Oh, the best call ever.
How many times have you gotten through,
just
buddy?
Just as I have been on Book TV with him last week.
How many times have you been on with him?
2 days ago. I get on the air every time I recall any talk radio show that has a call screener. I usually get put on immediately because I have a thoughtful, considerate, and engaging...
You're a rambling lunatic. How can that be possible?
Thanks for the call. And by the way, thank you, James, for calling into Renee's show. It was Cody's show. Cody's show off the air live on LRN.FM. It was the first time I've heard James call. I don't think he's called Cody's show previously. Maybe, no. Anyway.
Was he good? Because I've heard him make some really good calls.
He and Renee went at it, and it was pretty entertaining. Because on off the air live, there's no FCC regulation. So you get to hear James say the C word.
You
listened to that episode last night multiple times. So thanks, James, for doing that. Real pro. Let's go to Philip in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Philip.
Hey, guys. Just was listening in and just been listening to you guys on Sundays lately. I really enjoy
Thanks.
Your show.
Welcome.
I just kind of wanted to propose a question. Do you guys think it's a trend that's somewhat of a downfall in the market lately on the fact that online stores could be taking over and that smaller businesses need to be thinking about competing on a local level and more in a local level, but on a broader band as well?
Well, I think that the smaller stores, they had their lunch eaten back in the 80s and 90s, and they've had to compete on service and a variety of other things. I think their niche is pretty well hollowed out.
I don't know, Mark. There's, service only goes so far. So, for instance, there's a big kitchen store here in Keene that's a local-owned kind of mom-and-pop kitchen store that's been around for now almost 25 years, so like 24 years. They're closing their doors.
Are they really?
There was the Cheshire Music Store, which was the big music store in town. They shut down a few years ago after already moving once to sort of save money on rent or whatever and get a bigger store. They then shut down completely. And that's because service can only go so far. That's not to say that it's a bad thing. So, for instance, when I bought a bike when I first moved here to Keene, I bought from Walmart, and I got a crappy put-together bike.
Yes, you did.
And I had to return it.
Twice or three times.
Yeah, twice. And then I said, well, I'm going to go to the local shop where I'm going to get better service, and I paid three times as much for the bike, but I've really gotten great service from that store.
And it's a great bike.
And the bike's great, and they're still open. Philip, if you want to stand by, we can continue the discussion, because what prompted this, if you're just tuning in, is Sports Authority is going out of business. And is this the sign of things to come? Certainly, they're not the first chain to go under. 855 450 free. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown. 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
We've got time for you. If you dial in now, we're talking about retail, but you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Will it ever go away entirely? The idea of having these, you know, big box superstores with everything under the sun and sales clerks. Well, there's usually not too many of them. Whenever you want one, you can never find it. But, you know, these concepts that we've been so familiar with for our entire lifetimes, are they really going to disappear entirely and be replaced by online shopping? Because there are certain things you can't get from the online experience. You can't get the try it on kind of opportunity. You can't try the clothes on before you buy them. You can't test out the camera before you take it home. And, of course, as the retail experts here are pointing out in this article about why Sports Authority is closing its doors, is that this showrooming, as it's called, is something that a lot of retailers are experiencing, where customers are coming in using their brick-and-mortar location as essentially an expensive showroom for their Amazon purchasing. And that's one of the reasons why some of these stores are closing down. They just can't compete with online anymore. But are some of them competing effectively? Are they making more money? Anyway, Philip in Colorado is on the line here with us. You asked about small businesses. So we were talking about the big chains versus Amazon. But what about the smaller businesses, the mom and pops? You know, are they able to keep their business relevant and continue to bring new business through the doors with these online competitors? Is that kind of what you were asking about, Philip?
Yeah, and, you know, whether or not, I mean, generally speaking, you know, and back to your point, is this going to be a trend that in our country that we're going to have to look forward to? And as small businesses, you know, gear up for that and, you know, prepare as, oh, you know, this isn't just, bigger businesses. You know, this is the downfall of private organizations. This is going to online purchasing, you know, and I mean, what's it going to do in the long run?
Well, I think it's difficult to, you know, sort of guess what's going to happen in the long run, but people are going to have to compete based on price, and that makes it difficult for local stores.
That's right. Now, they can't buy with the quantity purchasing discounts that the big box retailers can.
There's
right.
a synergy, though. At some point, the online stores are going to see, well, sales drop when people can't go into some local store and you know, put their hands on the merchandise. So we need some way for people to be doing that. To some extent, right now, the online business are leeching off of the established retailers, be it small or large, and you know, as their showrooms. Go ahead.
And you know, I worked in a retail outdoor store for many years, and I've, you know, constantly seen people come in, try stuff on, do the whole showrooming thing. They might even buy it, come back a couple days later and say, oh, it didn't work. And find out that they can get a better deal elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know? And yet this store has been able to beat that because they have also circumvented and put it onto their online store and been able to offer that online purchasing. So they kind of, they're balancing it.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to watch it. Philip, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you your question and the thoughts here. It's definitely something that local businesses, I'm sure, are struggling with, just as these national businesses are. Sports Authority deciding to shutter its 464 stores in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. They are $1.1 billion in debt, which really, you know, when you think about it, compared to some companies, isn't even that much. Like Clear Channel, the company that was formerly known as Clear Channel, is way more than a billion. It's like $18 billion or something. There's some ridiculous amount of debt that company has. So a lot of these companies out there that are deeply in debt, I think they're making the right choice to just shut down entirely rather than try to keep this limping dog alive at this point.
Well, there's there are some sort of high-end retail items that manage to give exclusivity where you sort of supposedly can't buy them online. Obviously,
like what? Like fancy watches or something?
Well,
or
there's
like
fancy watches, fancy sunglasses, stuff like that. I'm just taking a guess here, but I think that like still
Power tools
and stuff like that you can't get online. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But
is that some sort of Home Depot exclusive?
They don't sell Shill at Home Depot.
Okay.
You have to go through a local retailer, is my belief. Now, I'm sure somebody is going to now link me to the way that you can buy Shill stuff online. But it's my thought that you have to be able to buy it locally. And there are a few manufacturers of chainsaws and these kinds of equipment where they're the high-end ones, and those are, if you do it, this is what you want to go with, right? Like, I have Shill at my house, but some the people who like Husqvarna or whatever, they're going to say theirs are better. And then there's some upstart brands that are competing against them, too. I'm not going to claim that one's better than the other. I happen to use Shill, but that's what I like.
Phil Lempert's a Santa Monica-based analyst of consumer behavior and marketing trends. He says, quote, the stores will have to look at not how they will compete with other brick-and-mortar stores, but how they'll compete with Amazon. It's become a holistic environment where people can buy things on their mobile phone and then have the product delivered by the time they get home. And that's true in certain cities where Amazon is doing same-day delivery from their warehouse, but in most places you probably have to wait a day or two. Matt Carlson's the president of and CEO of the National Sporting Goods Association, said Internet sales have fueled increased competition for brick-and-mortar retailers, and online retailers have a big advantage. Their overhead costs are far less, and their customers often don't have to pay sales tax on their purchases. Figures from the National Sporting Goods Association revealed that in 2009, 10% of all sporting goods purchases were made online. The following year, that jumped to 12%, and then in 2014, it hit 15%. One equity analyst who could not provide his name as it would violate his company's policy said Sports Authority's store closures will be a huge hit for the industry. He said, quote, there are a lot of suppliers that will be left hanging. When you have 464 doors closing, there's nowhere else to go to make up for that loss of sales volume.
Well, you would think that people are going to continue to buy sporting goods. They're just going to buy them at other locations, right?
Yeah, and I suspect a lot of them are going to go online. You know, if they can't. I mean, if Sports Authority was the only sporting goods place, you know, in your town or
how
in the
supply
region,
side is this? I mean, the claim is that what he's making it seem like is that people are, you know, the people that were customers of these sports authorities are suddenly going to cease buying.
Industry experts say that Dick's Sporting Goods, which operates 645 locations, will likely snag some of that business. But REI, Big Five Sporting Goods, and Bass Pro Shops will also be angling for Sports Authority
Bass
customers.
Pro Shops are a dream to go into. These things are amazing places for people who, you know, yeah, I don't know, have male interests. I just love them.
Oscar Barrios, a sales associate with the Finish Line Athletic Wear Store in the mall in Ontario Mills, figures his store will pick up some business when Sports Authority closes. I think more people will be coming in to buy shoes from us. It'll probably increase our foot traffic, he said.
Ha!
Anyway,
buy shoes,
yeah,
foot traffic.
Obviously people are going to go where they can go to get what they need to get. Yeah, Victor Camarena, who owns a Submarina sandwich shop adjacent to a Sports Authority, was surprised to hear all the locations were closing. He said, quote, some of their employees come in here about four times a week, and they were under the impression the company wasn't going to close the store. But the way the economy is and with a minimum wage increases, profit margins are getting tighter and tighter. It's getting difficult for companies to stay in business.
Wait a minute. Minimum wage doesn't cause businesses to go out of business and doesn't cause people to get fired.
Yes,
it
does.
That's just Republican propaganda.
Talk to business owners. It absolutely does. And
right.
This story, by the way, is coming from a California newspaper, so it's more of a California-centric appeal. And that's, of course, where I believe a $15 minimum wage was just passed into state law.
Well, the difficulty with California is that not every place is Los Angeles or San Francisco. In those
right.
places, $15 an hour may be a good starting wage for somebody. I don't know. I'm skeptical. But when you're starting to go out to the smaller areas like Likely or Yuma or something like that, it's not going to be the same. California is basically its own country.
Let's go to JR. He's in Arizona. JR, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Wouldn't want to be you when St. Ian.
Oh, you're only allowed to call one time per night, and it's not nice to engage in fraud in order to get on a second time. That was James, obviously, in Arizona. I can recognize his voice. So one call per night, that's the rule here on Free Talk Live. We don't have a whole lot of rules. We'll let James in Arizona call every single night of the week, seven nights a week. He who claims that
he's done it.
He claims he doesn't get enough time on the air, but I
he's
bet
had
you
hours.
Right.
If you line
yeah,
up
if you added it all up, he's likely been on a total of hours, probably at least a few
and he'd
different
be on more if he wasn't such a rambling lunatic, if he'd just talk about an issue.
Yep. So there you go. That's the story there. And who's the next big chain retailer to go under and to fail in the light of all of these online options out there?
I don't know, but it looks like I can buy chainsaws online from...
From Still?
Well, not from Still directly. Oh, okay. They wouldn't do that, but there are places that sell them.
There you go. Learn
Look at that.
Every night.
You get the big boy for $900.
Can you get them at Amazon?
I don't know. Check it out at shop.freetalklive.com.
Saveitpurse.com.
You get parts.
Saveitpurse.com is where you can go to get the discounts. If you just go to shop.freetalklive.com, you pay regular prices. That's fine, too, because you get a bigger cut when you do that. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.